does not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only begotten Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. An invitation is normally something in which you get excited about. It's always nice to get invitations for various things. Birthdays, right? Kids love getting invitations for birthday parties. There are Advent parties and Christmas parties, weddings. A holy baptism is always nice to get an invitation to. There's a verse, however, in God's Holy Scripture that is an invitation. It says, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now that is quite an invitation. That passage speaks of an inheritance. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you. An inheritance, as I explained to the kids this morning, is obviously something that belongs to someone else. But that person wants and desires to give it to someone else just because it's their desire. That passage of God's Word invites you to receive an inheritance that has been prepared and waiting for a long time. Who is the one doing the inviting in this passage? Listen again. "Come, you who are blessed by my Father." It's Jesus who is speaking. And he is speaking of his Father who art in heaven. Being invited by Jesus to inherit God's kingdom is obviously more exciting than any other invitation that we can receive. But sometimes invitations are not all what they're made out to be. For the Father invited Jesus down from heaven to become one of mankind. The plan of salvation was established before the foundations of the world. Jesus was to come from heaven, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Word who was with God and who was God, the Word through which all things were made. That Word, Jesus Christ, became flesh. Savior of the nations, come. Virgin's Son, make here your home. Marvel of his very own creations will always be one of the greatest miracles and beyond our reason. But his invitation came with a catch. It wasn't as glorious. It wasn't as it appeared to be. He came to live the perfect life for you and then die the perfect death for you. But why? Why did he have to do that? First of all, he didn't have to. He chose to. But he did it because of another invitation that wasn't what it appeared to be. Adam and Eve had their flesh tempted by the devil's invitation, and the fall of mankind was the result. Ever since the fall of mankind, all of mankind is inclined by his very nature, that old nature that's in everyone, to only take the invitations that are self-serving. I want this, and I want that. Why do hell yeah, I know that? You understand? I deserve this, and I deserve that rings true for everyone. Even when you think that it's about being nice and doing good, the self is right there, serving itself, because it simply desires to feel good about itself. I want to do good because it makes me feel good. Who's that really serving? That's why Luther can be found stating in his writings, "Fear even your good works, for even those can become what you rely upon instead of Christ's atoning merits." There's simply no getting away from sin, even in your good works. There's no getting away from sin except through the one who became sin and took care of it for you. For Jesus came and his words are words that have creative power, just as in the beginning. The Word made flesh spoke the very words of life, healing diseases, raising to life, forgiving sins, and granting eternal life, all with his word. A word, one simple word from his lips, is that creative and that powerful. It does what it says. His word renews. It makes whole what was once sick and separated. It's why he came. From the manger, newborn light shines in glory through the night. He is the light, because he's the life of the world. Right there in the manger, 9 months ahead of that, he's still the light, a life at conception. And we're about to celebrate his birth in just a few short weeks, but he's the light in that manger. And so we sing, from the manger, newborn light shines in glory through the night. Darkness there in the manger. Darkness there no more resides. In this light, that is, in Christ, in this light, faith now abides. Advent is a contemplation. you to identify your life in that word. That is, in Christ Jesus, the one who came for you, the one who continually comes for you through his means of grace. Through Christ, God brings you to take up your cross and follow him in order that you may have new life. Notice what has to happen first. This is what perplexes the world. Dying, then rising. The new life comes through the cross. And that's why S. E. Paul wrote, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, because the message of the cross is the message of dying and rising. But this is how simple it is. Remember your baptism. You've just died and rose, because this is where you truly live, in Christ Jesus, in the light, in the one who was the light in the manger, who remained the light all through his life, who was still the light, as his merits were poured out for you, all with one purpose, that you receive what he has to bring. Faith receives. Faith is the truest theme of Advent. Faith given by your Heavenly Father through the Word. The creative power of the Word brings you to trust that the Word will deliver all that it promises. Faith that is certain of what is hoped for and sure of what is not seen. For very soon, my friends, in Christ Jesus, the invitation will come from the Father for the Son to come down again, not in new flesh, but in his crucified flesh that is now glorified. And on that great and glorious day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the creating Word shall speak to you who believe and invite you. Come, you who are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And that is the only invitation that is glorious and is exactly what it appears to be. Thanks be to the sending of the Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.